Ches and Aleph, we'll begin Chav Zayin and Beis, two lines from the bottom. So we were holding in the Maisa where the Rabbanan were upset with Rama Gamliel. They felt that he humiliated Rabbi Yeshua, and they wanted to therefore replace him and dethrone him, take him, remove him from being the Nasi. So the one they picked to replace him was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Also, they approached Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and they said to him, Nichle Lamar, do you want to be the Rosh Yeshiva? Do you want to be the Nasi? I'll have to discuss it with my wife. Also, so he discussed it with his wife. She said to him, Dilma Mavrin Loch, maybe they will dispose of you, maybe they'll replace you, just like they're doing to Rogam Leal. Maybe they'll be upset with you, and then they'll replace you as well, and there'll be a terrible tsar. Omar Law, he said to her an expression, a mashal, Lishtamish Inish Yem Chada Bekasa de Mikra. A person has a very precious cup, he has a crystal cup, and you're going to tell him not to use it? He uses it today, use it. If it breaks, tomorrow it breaks. In the meantime, you have something precious, use it. So, Lishtamish Inish Yem Chada Bekasa de Mikra, the Machalitva. Similarly, now he has the opportunity to be the Nasi. What will be tomorrow will be, but he should take this opportunity. Amalei, she said to him, how can you be the Nasi, less like Chivros? You don't have white hair, right? They won't respect you. How Yema, by Tana Sari Shana, that day, he was only 18 years old. Israq Shalei Nisa, and Kurdineas, Vahadalei, Tana Sari Dara Chivrosi, had 18 rows of white hair. Hainu de Kamar, Velaz Ben Azariah, that's the famous Maimer of Elazar ben Azariah that he said, Harini Kiv Ben Shivim Shana, I'm as if I'm 70 years old. Veloy Ben Shivim Shana. He didn't say I'm 70, as if I'm 70. Veloy Ben Shivim Shana. Tana, so he accepted the position of Nasi, he became the Nasi, and he now was the head of the yeshiva. Tana, Isai Yoim, Salkul Lishem Rapes. Rabbi Gamliel appointed a guard on the pass of the doorway of the yeshiva. He did not let everybody in. They only accepted people who were, as the Gemara will say, Tzeche Kibare, Talmid HaChachomim, and on the outside, Yir Shamayim, and the inside, they were very selective of who they allowed in. That day, Elazar ben Azariah removed the Shomer, and they opened up the doors to many Talmidim. And they gave permission to Talmidim to be appointed to came into the yeshiva. They were more open with the acceptance. Shahai Rabbi Gamliel Machriz Vaimer, he proclaimed his sin called Talmud Shein Teicha Gebara Leikonis Labesa Medrash. Any Talmud who is not Teicha Gebara doesn't have Yerushamayim, a high level of Yerushamayim. The way the Marsha explains, of course, they had to have Yerushamayim even according to Elazar ben Azariah. But someone who was not clearly, they demonstrated his Yerushamayim. Rabbi Gamliel will not accept, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah put it on a sort of a chazaka and gave them the benefit of the doubt, and they did accept that type of a Talmud. Hahu yaymei toys become a safsalit. So that day that they took away the guard, there was increased many rows and benches in the base medrash, and when they allowed such an increase in influx of Talmidim. Amar Rav Yechon Plegi B'Avi Yisa Ben Usan Rabbanu Chara Mari Tesa Arba Me'asaf Salim, one says 400 benches were added to the base medrash of Hanamar Sheva Ma'asaf Saliha. 700 benches. Gechal Shaddai to Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel had Chalisha Sadas. He felt bad and he felt very upset about it. Omar Dilma Chas V'Shalom Anati Tayyar Yisrael. Maybe with my shita, with my policy, I was my neator from Yisrael. I see there's such a rebu of Talmud on the base of Medrash. Absolutely, B'chalma, it appeared to me in a dream, Chatzvi Echivah D'malin Kidma, that white containers were filled with dark black ashes, meaning to symbolize that it looks good on the outside, but in the inside, it's really, they're not Yerushamayim, it's really dark in the inside. However, the Gemara says, V'loihi, that really wasn't the case. That was only to give me Shiva Das that he shouldn't be so down and upset about it. So they showed them that in the dream. But the Mishamayim, they showed it to him, but really, it was only Yisuvidaita. It really was not the case, really, in actual fact, they were genuine Talmid Chacham. Tana Yiduris Bavi Omniscience. That day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became a Rashiva, they were learning the Sefer Seiduyas. When the expression Boy Beyayim is given, it means that day when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over, that period of time he took over and he was the Rosh Hashiva. There was no halacha that they didn't resolve on that day. His gadlus did not refrain from coming into the Beis HaMedrash. He also came and participated in the halacha, in the discussion. Not even for one short period of time. This now we learned in the Mishnah. He came, this Ger Amoni, and he asked Shalom Beis HaMedrash, Can I marry a Bas Yisrael? Can I marry into the Kahal? You can't marry into the Kahal. How could that be? Well, like for Nemrla Yabamanu Moyabi Kalashem. They can't intermarry the Kaal, they can't marry Bas Yisrael. That's true, but that's when you know that he's an Amayne Moabi. That's when they're dwelling in their land, so they can assume that anybody who comes from their country, from their land, is really in fact an Amayne or a Moabi. And then you know that he's also. But in this case over here, now in our time, for all of Sancheirev, Melech Ashur, Bila is called Aumais. But Sancheirev already has come. Melech Asher, and he is mevalvel all the umas. He transported people from one country to another country. He took captives. He was megalopim. He exiled nations. So everybody is all mixed together. So just because someone is coming from that country doesn't mean that he's really, in fact, an Amayni, because he was mevalvel by the Mishanem, Ravasar, Gulasam, Ravasi, Yisim, Sheseisi, Bo'er, Edekabi, or Yashin. So he removed all the boundaries. All the boundaries were removed. People got transported from one place to the next, and they're all mixed together. So we don't assume that this person is an Amayni. You call a parish, Meruba parish. The majority of the population are not Amayni. The Amayni are a minority. And if we don't know who he is, who in fact this person is, we say, call the parish Meruba parish. He's coming from the majority of people who are not Amayni, and therefore he should be Mutar. What do you mean? Like for Neymar, it says in the pasuk, it says that afterwards, that after the Golas, then they will be restored to their land. So we can assume by now already that they've been restored to their land, and the people coming from this country, they really are in fact the Ne'aman, and they're also. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, he answered, like for Ne'amar B'shafti, as she was Amo Yisrael. It says also that I will restore, after the Gauls, I will restore B'nai Yisrael to their land, B'adayim Lo Yishavu. So therefore, this prophecy, this Nebuah is talking in the future, but it doesn't apply at this point in time right now. So Miyad Hitiru Lovid Gaal. So they paskin like the Chachamim paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, and they permitted him to marry, and they said he's Mutar Lovid Gaal. Omer Gamliel, I see that Rabbi Yeshua has Siyata Dishmai. I see that the Chachamim paskin like him. I see that Hashem is with him. I see that I was wrong, and I have to be Mephiasim and ask Mechila. When Rabbi Yehuda got to Rabbi Yeshua's house, he said the base of the Mishach, and he saw the walls of the house were black. He said, you can see from the walls of your house that they're black, that you're a blacksmith. Oy for the generation that you're the parnasoi, that you are their leader of their people. You don't feel, you don't understand, you don't know what the tzara, the difficulty how difficult it is for them to support themselves, to sustain themselves, that you are a wealthy nasi. You don't realize and understand the difficulty of the tzara of the Talmid Chachamim in your generation that you're leading. So he said, forgive me, he asked for, I spoke too harshly against you, so please be meichelim, I spoke against you too harshly, be meichelim. And Yeshua did not pay attention, he was not meichel. Rabbi Gamliel said, do it for the covet of my father, the house of the Nasi, do it for the covet of my father. Pius. He was Matthias. He was Michael. Who's going to say and tell the Rabbanan that we've reconciled, that we're Michael? Amr Lahu, Ahu, Kaivis, a certain laundry man said, I'm not Ezel. I'll go. Shalakal Rabbi Shua Labay Midrash. So Yeshua sent with him the following message. He said, Manda Lavish Mada Yelvish Mada, Mandalay Lavish Mada. The one who was wearing the cloak, meaning the one who was the Nasi, should he resume his position and be the Nasi and wear his cloak of Nasius. And the one who is not accustomed, Mandalay Lavish Mada, Yemel Mandalavish Mada, Shalak Mantra Vana Alvishin. And the one who is not wearing the mada, he should say, the one who is now saying it, take it off and I will wear it. Meaning that the one who is accustomed to, the one who was a Nasi, Rabban Gamliel, he should be the one who is wearing the cloak. And he should tell the one that's currently wearing the cloak that remove it and I will put it on. I'll be, because I am the true Nasi. Amalu Rabban Kivil Rabbanan, true Kigali, lock the doors. The way they say, after Rabban Gamliel, that the Abadim, the servants of Rabban, should be Mitzaras. He wanted to deliberate first before they accept this, to deliberate first what the proper course should be. To Leila Saran, Le Rabbanan. Amr Yeshua, Mutta, the Ekam, the Ezel, Anna, Le Gabayim. He said, better that I personally go. Previously, the message was sent with the Kayus, the laundry man, is better than I personally should go and deliver the message that I had with Mekabal Piusim. Also, Tarfa Babi Nakhtan Dar Amalai, he said the following, Maza ben Maza Yazan, the one who is accustomed to sprinkle the waters of the Oradum, the Mechatas, the Kayan who is accustomed to do that, he's the one that should do it. Ushain Eloi Maza Eloi ben Maza, the one who is not accustomed to doing it, has been doing it, and he's not the son of one who does it, Yemel Maza ben Maza, he should say to the one who is accustomed to doing it, Mempa Memara, Mafaifa Makla, he should say to the one who is currently doing it, that your waters are not the waters of the Mechatas, they're not the kosher waters, and your ashes are ashes not from the ashes of Parah Aduma, but from burnt wood. Meaning, the one who is accustomed to, one who was and has the yichus of it, he should be the one that's doing it, and the one that's currently doing it should not be doing it. He's not the genuine one authority that's kosher to do it. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Netfayasa, are you, did you accept the Mechila and you have a Piusim? Were you now appeased? Klumasino el Bishvil Kvaycha. So we only did this for your covet. We did it only for your cover. We did it for no other reason. Tomorrow, let us go and go to his house and be asked mechila from him. Omri, what should we do now? What should we do with this situation right now? Should we remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Gemira, Mal Mekadesh, and Maria? We know that Mal Mekadesh, you raise up and you don't go down Mekadesh. So we can't remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what can we do? Nidrash Marachar Shabbos, Marachar Shabbos. Should we alternate, take turns, Rabbi Gamliel one Shabbos and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the other Shabbos? Also, likinui. There's going to be jealousy. It's not a viable situation. Ella, they said, the Lidrish Rabban Gamliel, Tlasi Shabsa, Rabban Lazar ben Azariah, Chadar Shabsa. Rather, Rabban Gamliel should have the primary position. He should dash in 3 weeks of the month, and Rabban Lazar ben Azariah should have a subordinate position 1 week of the month. I know the Amr Mar, Shabbos Shalmi Haisa, they ask, Shabbos Shalmi, whose turn is it? Whose week is it to be the Rosh Hashiva? Shabbos Shalmi Haisa. Shal Rabban Lazar ben Azariah Haisa. It was Shal Rabban ben Azariah. Now the Talmud that asked posed the question to begin with, that triggered this whole mice, he asked to the Tarvis Rosh Hashanah, who was that Talmud? Rosh Hashanah. He was Rosh Hashanah. Vishal Musafim Kolayim, the Chachamim hold Musaf can be davened the entire day, but Yehuda says only until Sheva Shavuos. Amar Rav Yochanan v'Nikra Pishe, However, if he davens musaf so late, he's called a poisheya. He's called a poisheya if he does that. Tanur Rabbanan, ha'ilafonu shtei tefilas. If a person had two tefilas, two shmoneh esreis in front of him at the same time to daven. Achas shel mincha v'achas shel musaf. One is mincha, mispal shel mincha. So what does he choose? He davens mincha v'achakach mispal shel musaf. And then musaf shezu tadira v'zoeinu tadira. Because our principle is Tadir, Shaino Tadir, what's common and not common, Tadir Kvayim. So Mincha comes every day. Musaf only comes from time to time. So the priority should be given to Mincha. But Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mispal Shal Musaf, Achach Mispal Shal Mincha, he says, no, that you should give priority to Musaf. Why? Shazu Mitzvah Iveres, Shazu Mitzvah Shaino Iveres. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Lashita also holds that Musaf is only until Sheva Shoyis. We're afraid that he's going to miss the time limit. Mincha has much longer to daven, so therefore daven Musaf first, so as not to miss the Zman. Rav Yechon says, first mincha, then musaf, toder shen, toder, toder kodim. Rav Zera, when he was shach, he was weak, and it was hard for him to learn. So he couldn't concentrate. He went to the house, the open doorway of the house of Nosman Tuvi. Omar ki chofa rabbanan al zeko mikamayu. At least let me get the schar of being mechaber to Talmud Chacham. I'm too weak to concentrate on my learning. Let me at least get the schar of being mechaber to Talmud Chacham. Then the kabel agra. I'll stand up before them and get the schar, the reward for that. Also, Rav Nosson Batuvi amaleman amar haloch be midrash. So he asked, who said the haloch the base medrash? Who said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda in the base medrash? He said, Rabbi Yochanan said the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the halach. It's halach ain halach Rabbi Yehuda. Mispal shel musavach, mispal shel mincha. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather you first daven mincha then musaf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan said this. Tana minei arboin zimna. He learned it from him and chazar over 40 times. Amar le chada hilach oy chada silach. Is this something that is new to you? This is the first memory you heard from Rabbi Yochanan, or it's chadas? It's not the first thing you heard from Rabbi Yochanan, but you thought somebody else said this halacha. Now I'm telling you, and you're being informed that it's Rabbi Yochanan saying it. That's why it's so precious to you, and that's why you're chazaring it over so many times. Why is this so precious to you? Amar le chadasi. He says it's chadasi mishum de mesafka leiv Rashi ben Levi. Because I assume that the one who said Rashi ben Levi, and I see that it's now you're telling me Rabbi Yochanan, that's why it's so precious to me. Amar Rashi ben Levi called Mispal Tula Shel Musafin La'achar Sheva Shoyis. Rabbi Yehuda says his Musaf is only till 7 hours a day. If one daven beyond that time limit, Olama Kosev Oimer Nugi Mimoyer Asafte Mimeachay, that you're broken on account of the Moyer, on account of the times that you are mavir the time of the tefillas, of the chayim, of the moyed, you're supposed to daven musaf, and you delayed it, you did not, you passed over it, you didn't daven it when you were supposed to daven it, so therefore you are broken. My mashma the high nugi lishon to tavrahu. Where do we see nugi as a lishon being broken? Kedam and kargim. Rav Yitzchak Gemara. Kedam and kargim. Rav Yosef. Tavra also named the base Yisrael. Adichros mane moada dirushalayim. The Tavra, the Sheva, the breaking comes for Sinatial Yisrael, a euphemism for Yisrael, because they delay the appointed times of the Moyer in Yerushalayim.